This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
All right, welcome in to our coverage today. We are live from the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament out here at home at Harmony Golf Course, Harmony Golf Club. Excited for this. We had a couple of technical issues. Now Ali Farokmanesh, head men's basketball coach for Colorado State, is joining us. Coach, my friend. We got through it, man.
We did, Brady. You just needed me to help you out there for a minute, so you guys are welcome. You guys are welcome.
Actually, this is us testing you because throughout the season, this is your first year as head coach. You're going to have variables. You're going to have things that hit you at some point, and I feel like we are throwing that first challenge at you.
100%. You never know when, like, Brian Roth and Adam Nygon are going to mess up the radio, and I got to coach and do the radio and the color commentary, so... if I'm needed, I'll make it happen.
Man, Coach, first off, it's such an honor for us to be out here. This is a heck of an opportunity for us to sit down, learn about a lot of new faces with this basketball team. So we're going to be interviewing players throughout the course of the day, so we love that. But we just appreciate you having us out here. This is our third or fourth year, yeah. So this is becoming a tradition.
Yeah.
We're excited, man, for the opportunity.
No, it's awesome, Brady. I appreciate you guys making your way out here and spending time with us. And obviously, it's great that Byron Collins and Sevy Lynn, like, the amount of work that they put in to host this event. And I the one thing I already messed up, I guess, is I did not get the weather right this year. So Nico's already better than me. 3 years in a row is like 70 and sunny, and it's the first time it's actually cold out. But we'll work. That just means you got to have some Baileys and that coffee. That's all.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah, we're having issue. We're connection issues on the radio side. The weather is not ideal, but you know what? Again, people are excited. There's a lot of smiling faces, and we're ready to go. I think this is a good sign, actually.
100%. It's like rain. It's like rain on your wedding day, right? That's supposed to be good luck. So
yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
I think so, man. We got the balloons set up. Yep. We got a nice touch to this event out here today, Coach. What does it mean to get your guys out here, your players out here, talking to people that are part of this community, part of this Rams basketball community, but then being able to see the players kind of float around here all day? What is this like for you, man?
No, it's special for them, and I think it's awesome for – I mean, all these people that are golfing today are their community sponsors, but they also help out our program in so many different ways. And for them to be able to spend time with our players, and especially having so many new guys – that's the biggest element to me, is like they get to know them on a personal level. They get to spend time with them and talk to them, and it's new faces but same people. And I think that's the one thing I've kept telling everybody that talks about our team right now, is you're going to see different people out here and whatnot and different personalities, but at the same time they're the same type of people that we've always had in terms of who they are and what they're about.
What is this event and all the other things leading up to this event? Because we're not that far away from your first exhibition game coming up very soon, Coach. But what has that transition been like? I had an opportunity to talk to you a couple of months ago, and then right, of course, when the decision was made. What has that been like? I mean, the amount of different tasks that you have now compared to where you were last year. What has that transition been like, man?
Yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind to start, to be honest. Just with, you had me, Coach DeWeese, and Coach Shelton here, and that was it. And so we had to basically do a recruiting class in probably 5 days, 6 days together. And I remember we tried to set up the first Zoom for actually Josh Pasquarelli. And we didn't have the Zoom set because none of us knew how to set up a Zoom. So someone else was always setting it up. So we're sitting there getting ready for it, and we can't get the Zoom set. So just small things like that those small tasks. But now we have a full staff, and thought we did a great job in the spring with recruiting the right type of people that fit us, fit our roster, how we want to play, and fit us as a community as well. And then it's throughout the summer, like that was basketball. Once it got to basketball, it felt normal. And I think that's been the best part, especially now that we're in full practice and getting ready to play Creighton on the 25th. Now it's just basketball again, which I love that.
At Creighton, exhibition game, 5 o'clock, October 25th, man, right around the corner. I cannot wait to see what this team's all about.
No, it should be fun. I'm excited about it. We get a test right away in front of a a hostile crowd from the jump, and I think that kind of sets the tone for the season and gives us an opportunity to play somebody who's a top 25 caliber type team, first time on the road too. And so I think that's going to only prepare us for the rest of the season in terms of we go to Loyola Chicago. That's going to be a different environment. And to be honest, when you start out with Incarnate Word and Cal Poly and Omaha, those are all teams that are projected to finish in the top three in their leagues. So, we did not lay up in terms of our schedule. All the teams we're playing have a chance to win their league.
You're going to find out a lot about this crew early on, too. So many new faces, too, Coach. So I'll be bugging you. I'll be asking about the depth chart and all that stuff. But we got a lot of new faces, so I know that part of it is just trying to figure out, the chemistry. Lineup are you going to go with? Because we're going to bring a Josh Pascarelli on here in just a moment, but that's another one of those new guys.
No, 100%. It's that's the biggest challenge, and I think that's – Nico always mentioned this, and we always talked about it, and it's actually a Dick Bennett thing, but usually the teams that have the most success early are the ones that figure out the rotations. And so for us, we got a lot of new pieces. We got a lot of people that can contribute. This is probably one of the deepest teams we've ever had. Here we don't have a Neat Clifford on our roster, but we also didn't have a Neat Clifford, or everyone didn't think we had a Neat Clifford a year and a half ago either. So I like where we're at. I like our guys. They've built their chemistry up, and you can see it, the way they communicate on the floor together, the way they enjoy playing and practicing. You can really feel that on a day-to-day basis. And so that's, when we have that as a starting point, I like that from the ground up, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll get Josh on here in just a second. It's fun to be out here, too. When does everything get rock and rolling? The golf, actually. Is it noon?
Yeah, starts at noon. A little shotgun start at noon. Got 18 teams this year, too, so it should be fun. We'll have my wife's driving around doing Jello shots, I guess, or something. Like, can I even say that on the air?
But you should bring those by here.
Yeah, exactly. Easy, bro. You got the job to do. this is always a fun event. It's a good time for our guys to just spend some time with people that affect our program, to be honest, and then also people that support us and are always there with us. So I can't wait. I'm not going to swing a club this year, but we'll do everything else.
You're not going to swing a club? You're not going to get okay.
I don't think they want that. Last time I swung Sevy's club, and the club went further than the ball, so that was not a good sign.
Well, Dustin's a great golfer. I am not that. I like where I'm sitting right here. Coach, man, I'm so excited for you. It's been an honor of mine to get to know you over these years. I think we're pretty much best friends. I think we can say that.
That's been solidified.
I've been telling everybody that.
Yeah, you're good. You can keep telling people
100%.
That.
All right, my friend. Ali Farouk Manesh, head basketball coach for Colorado State. Good luck out there today with the mingling and just the operation. And I hope this is as bad as the weather gets. I think we're okay.
Yeah, we're good to go. We got tough people here. All these people are from Colorado anyways.
Yeah,
they're used to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Josh
is from New York, too. Like, this is nothing.
Yeah, he's
that
ready nothing. For this. So we'll make the switch here. Derbs, I don't know if that headset's working. So we're going to switch over from Ali's headset to go over to Josh Pascarelli. I think that's how we'll do it. And then during the break, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we're pretty good here.
If you guys need my help again, I'll be down there if you need me to fix it again.
Might need your help. Joining me now, guard transferred over to Colorado State, Josh Pascarelli. Josh, great to get you on, man. I've heard so many amazing things about you, and I can't wait to see what you do, man. Looking forward to it, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
How are you? This weather's nothing for you. I mean, you're used to this.
Used to the Northeast, man. Yeah. It's always cold and bipolar there anyway.
So you're good with this, man.
Look
at this view, though. I mean, you can't beat this view.
You can't. The mountains in the back, I swear, every time it still feels fake.
Yeah. It kind of does look that way. All right, man. Tell me about what brought you to Colorado State. Obviously now with the transfer portal, the way things are, there's so many different opportunities. So many places a guy like you can go. What was it about Colorado State?
Well, first off, the connections I built with the coaching staff. Like, it means a lot when, the head coach wants to talk to you first. It shows, that they really care. Like, they want to prioritize. And everything that they were about, I really like it. Like, and then, on top of that, the campus is beautiful. Like, I wasn't at a school with 30,000 students. Yeah. I was at a school with 6. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
What is that jump like? I mean, is it overwhelming at first, or is it kind of something that you're like right into instantly?
It's not overwhelming. Like, being from New York, like, it's one of the largest cities in the world. So, like, you see a lot of people every day, and it's nothing new, but it's really nice, like, on a campus. And that was very different. Like, just seeing all the people walking around repping school, like, spirit and all that stuff. It's so different comparatively to my last school, and it's just really nice, honestly.
Over the last few years, we've developed a pretty good, you know, pedigree for Colorado State men's basketball. Three out of the last 4 years going to March Madness and all this stuff. So this has been, we joke, we talk about it, but a basketball school, a basketball state's becoming that for sure. When you hear and look at those things, I mean, it's got to be exciting for you to say, man, I want to add to that, especially with now Ali Farokmanesh in his first year taking over. Expectations aren't always high for a first-time head coach, but they're kind of high with this group.
Right. I mean, you know, pressure's a privilege all the time. Like, I feel like we have a great group of guys and people, especially, and we all came here with a goal to, you know, win the Mountain West, play really good team basketball. Like, I'm very excited to start playing and to start showing people what we're really about.
I can't wait, man. I know this won't be the last conversation we have, but I know you got to get out there and mingle and stuff, but would like to catch up with you down the road, too, and follow you throughout the course of the season.
Yes, sir, of course.
All right, Josh, great job, man. You were awesome, dude.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you very soon. Good luck,
right,
my friend.
Thank
I'm going to give you a card of mine with the number on there, and we'll talk.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely, man. All right,
thank you.
Good job, Josh. Appreciate it. I believe we have Nikola Joppa coming on. I wore my Joppa shoes, actually. These are not Nikola Jokic shoes. Josh, great to meet you, my friend. Nikola Joppa sitting down in studio, kind of, outward studio. Dude, great to catch up with you again, my friend. I know we're going to – Derbs, can you help with the – this is a Nikola thing, by the way. I think this is a Nikola thing. The headsets are – dude, I have the same issues with those. Look at those hands.
My bad.
Freaking hands are massive. Nikola Joppa, great to see you again, my friend.
How you doing?
Oh, you know what? It's a little chilly out here.
How you feeling with all this?
You have your, like, really heavy jacket out, man.
Yeah.
Heavy coat. So you're adjusting. Okay, you got the coat. We're taking care of it.
Yeah, it's good.
How you been, man?
Good. It's been good. I mean,
no, we're good. We'll just talk over it. Just try to ignore it.
I thought somebody was talking.
You thought it was like our guy at the studio was like busted in. Dude, I loved watching you play last year. You were so much fun. But you know what else I count? There's a little fight. There's that fight to you too, man. I mean, you're a great guy, but when you get out on that basketball court, something turns, man.
Gotta be some nastiness in there.
You have to have that, right?
Yes, yes.
You could be a good dude and everything, but you don't want people messing with you out on the basketball floor.
Of course. Like, off the court, you can be as kind as you want, but on the court, that's you. You got to do what you're supposed to do and be nasty.
Nikola Joppa joining us, man. This is a great event out here talking golf, or you're out here just mingling with golfers and supporters of this community, of the CSU Rams basketball community. It's cool, an opportunity to get that. But for you now, last year when we were talking to you, you're a new guy. This year suddenly got a new coaching staff. Well, not really, but kind of new head coach.
Yeah.
People might be looking to you now suddenly like, all right, you got to be one of these leaders on this team suddenly. That's a quick transition from year one to year two.
It is. I'm doing my best in practice, and when season starts, we'll see how it goes, and hopefully I'll do good. And, of course, the whole team, well, hopefully we're going to do the same thing like last year, win the tournament, hopefully even the regular part of the season, then go to March Madness.
You guys have developed that. I was just talking to Josh about that too, the history for CSU already. I mean, three of the last 4 years, the Rams have gone to March Madness. It's been so exciting. And then to see the way you guys finished the season last year, you guys got so red hot. It was a blast to see it, man. I mean, what was that like? You know, just it almost seemed like you were untouchable there toward this.
It was like at the beginning of the season, we got some losses, like against Ole Miss and UC Riverside. That didn't feel good. But as the season was going, like every day, every practice, we stayed together and we grew like as a team. We supported each other, and that's the main thing about our success towards the end of the season.
And you guys are so much fun to watch. And I know we're going to see a lot of new faces, and that takes some time to develop. So what have you seen over the last couple of months, especially this last month when you guys are actually able to get into the full-on practices? I know you guys are doing stuff a lot throughout the offseason, but have you seen kind of that chemistry already start to grow?
Yeah, for sure. Like, the main thing is, like, everybody is a great person and everybody has a great personality. And because of that, we are able to connect like so fast on the court as a team. And of course, there's some things that we have to work on, but I'm sure as the season goes, they'll be better and better for sure.
I can't wait to see you guys in action, man. I got to show you these. What do you think? These are my Joppas. These aren't Jokic. These are Joppa's shoes.
Yeah, I got you, man.
I got them. I got the line, man. You're probably making a lot of cash off of that.
Probably. One day, probably.
Dude, I'm so excited for the season. Appreciate you. I know this won't be the last time we chat because I want to be able to follow this this team
for sure,
throughout,
man.
The processing and get you back on. You know, like I said, I want to pick your brain on the basketball side of it, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll catch up with you down the road, man. Best of luck to you. And we're going to have some fun this year, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Thank you
so much.
All right, 11:30 the time. That's Nikola Joppa. Now coming up next, we're going to have Director of Player Development, Dave Pilipovich. I got it right, I think, right? Yeah? We'll have Dave on here in just a moment. But first, let's take a break, Brian. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun. And finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back in to a special edition of The Hull Show. We're live at the CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament here at Harmony Golf Club. It's awesome to be out here. Just had a chance to talk to one of the new faces, Josh Pascarelli. He was phenomenal. And then Nikola Joppa, of course, just bringing the thunder. Now joining me, Director of Player Development, Dave Pilipovich. Also, he was a head coach at Air Force for several years. He's been in the Mountain West off and on throughout his career. He has a wonderful basketball resume, and now we get to call him CSU Ram coach. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Rolling with the punches with us this morning, too. It's been kind of a fly-by-the-seat of our pants kind of thing.
But you guys have handled it like true professionals.
I told Ali, I said, I think we're doing this on purpose because you guys are going to have variables throughout the season.
No doubt.
So we're just throwing it at him. Mm-hmm. That's all this is just a test.
Exactly. It's like a pregame walkthrough.
Coach, talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Ali Frohmanish.
You know,
when I saw that up that you were going to be here, I was like, oh, wow, that
yeah.
is a great get for CSU.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's a great place to be. And I got to know him when he first started on staff here, and obviously watched him as the player from afar, didn't know who he was, but admired the way he played. And then obviously when he came on staff here, we got to know each other when I first was at Air Force and then at New Mexico, and always respected his work and respected the work they did here at CSU. And our son is a graduate. Was a manager here for Tim Miles and Larry Eustacey, so we had some familiarity with Fort Collins, obviously, and we're excited to be here.
I would say it is actually a beautiful day.
It is.
Look out on
yes.
the mountains; it's gorgeous. It's not too bad. It's warming up a little bit.
It is,
but yeah, you can't beat this this view out here.
Exactly. No, this is a pretty place, and there's some special things going on at CSU, and we're excited to be a part of that right now.
It's amazing over these last few years, and of course, Ali Frohmanish has been a monster mm-hmm. part of that.
No doubt.
But this program now, suddenly, you look back and go, "Wow, three out of the last 4 years,
yeah.
this team has gone dancing."
Yes.
It is developed into quite the basketball program throughout the country.
It is. And the way they've done things here has been pretty unique and a definite culture-building program. Amazing young men, very talented coaching staff, and you put those ingredients together with a fan base that is excited about CSU athletics and basketball in particular. And the success they've enjoyed the last couple of years has been really tremendous.
We're talking to Dave Pilipovich, the Director of Player Development at Colorado State. Talk to us, you know, some of our listeners tuning in, you know, with your role, what that looks like now. Because I always say this, like, with the way college sports has changed so much, mm-hmm. position coaches are changing, mm-hmm. too, and how you have to do things. Take mm-hmm. us through kind of what your role is with the Rams.
You know, a part of practice planning and also implementation more on the offensive side of the ball, involved with some of the recruiting as well. But very familiar with the system of play here offensively. We did some familiar things at Air Force, maybe not to the level of success that they've done here, but have always been intrigued of how they play. And so we have some of the same thoughts, and it's been a very easy transition, a very exciting transition. I enjoy how we play. We share the ball, constant movement, player movement, ball movement, shot selection's been outstanding. So that's a big part of my daily part is offensively practice and then how we'll play in games and then, you know, scouting the other team's defense, how they'll guard our actions.
You had a lot of success with Air Force over the years. I mean, you found yourself mm-hmm. year in and year out mm-hmm. with a very good regular season record.
Yeah.
I mean, your record was phenomenal there. What were some of the challenges like? I always wondered that mm-hmm. with Air Force, not just like the football side,
sure.
we're in that right now, but basketball. I mean, those are different challenges too.
It is. You know, academically, it's Ivy League credentials to get in, so your pool of potential players is drawn back some because of that.
Yeah.
Also, there's a very strict medical procedure you have to get through to make it and qualified into the academy. So small things as allergies and some former surgeries in the past could disqualify you. And then once you're there, your time to prepare them on the floor is at a minimum because of what they're doing academically and also from a military standpoint. You know that going in, and you respect the young men and women there who are going through that, and they go on to become very good leaders in our United States Air Force. So it was challenging, but the quality of people that we had a chance to work with was unbelievable.
Yeah, no question about it. Well said by you, Coach. Man, I'm looking forward to what you guys can do this year.
We're excited.
And you and I have a mutual friend, too, a Greeley
guy,
Mr. Sean Ellis
out
there. Shout out to him. He had actually just reached out to me last week.
He really?
He said he talked to you.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to get out to practice and check it out, so I think we're going to stop by sometime.
Definitely. And he came down to Albuquerque last year, and we got together and in his new career, what he's doing, and just a really tremendous person.
Yeah. Well, these basketball circles.
No doubt.
They're small.
They are.
But, man, once you develop those relationships,
yes.
it seems like those are for life.
No doubt. No doubt.
Last one just on the roster. I've been so impressed with, obviously, Nico Medved and then
uh-huh.
what Ali's done. And every guy you talk to is like, yeah, Farouk Manesh recruited me, got me in.
Yeah.
Aren't you impressed with these young
no
men?
Doubt.
I mean,
every
guy is so good.
They're quality people, first and foremost, and great representatives of this university and this community, and then talented on the basketball court. And you're bringing now the way things have changed from all different parts of the country, different programs, high school to transfers, and they do an unbelievable job here of putting it together and making it one team.
What's one piece of advice you would give to Ali Farouk Manesh as he starts? He's already in it, but
yes.
you know the real thing starts up pretty soon. But in his first year as head coach,
you can't do it all.
Yeah,
and he's done a great job of transitioning over. You have to delegate, and some things aren't as urgent as you think they are, and they have to take the side and maybe have some patience with getting those things done. And you've got to coach a team first and foremost, and then everything else will fall into place.
There's so much.
And
it just
so
seems
much.
Like every year we're adding
yes.
more to that
yes.
now. But
no
doubt. It is cool seeing him float around. Because last year I had him on, and
yeah.
it's a little more carefree.
No doubt.
He's an assistant.
Exactly.
And then you bring him on, and he's looking
right.
over. He's
right.
like, where do I got to be? So, Coach Dave Pilipovich, I think you and I are maybe going to be doing some stuff more too
okay.
throughout the course of the season.
Sounds great.
Assuming you can clear that
yes.
calendar out. So,
appreciate
Coach,
you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, we're rocking and rolling here live from, I think this is our third one, but the fourth annual CSU Men's Basketball Annual Golf Tournament. We'll take a short break here on the whole show. Absolutely love it. A lot of fun. Brian, we'll take a short break. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
From preps to college to the pros. We have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. We've got a special edition of the whole show out here live at Harmony Golf golf club. I'm really excited. Golf course, excited for this day. It's a great one. CSU men's basketball annual golf tournament here at Harmony. A lot of fun. Joining me now, one of the assistant men's basketball coaches, Jimmy Foster. And I love, Coach, I love your story, too, because you have a really good history with Ali Farouk-Manesh now.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, man, to see how Ali's growth from when he was in 2007, 2008, I think it was, when he was a sophomore in Kirkwood Community College. That's where I coached.
So yeah, yeah.
That's when I first met him. So I know all his little secrets from – you know, his little quirks that he used to do for pregame. So it's always fun to mention those every now and then.
What were some of the quirks, man? I've never heard about these.
Well, you know, I mean, he's always tell you how, you know, he's one of the smaller guards, and so he's always wanted to get bigger. So one of the ones he used to always – he loves eating bread. He's a bread guy. So it's, if it's in the morning, he's eating pancake batter or his pancakes. So he's just load up on it. So it's, sometimes we didn't – I catch him sometimes eating a glass of pancake batter, but, you know, so, you know, he had to do whatever it took. So, I mean, when we had some games out there where we went triple overtime with some of the higher opponents in the junior college realm, and, you know, he played his butt off, man. He had 31 points. He had 7 at the end of the game, ended up with 31.
Wow. How crazy is it for you, you know, coaching him and then now joining the staff and getting to see him kind of spread his wings as a head coach now?
You know, over the time, I've been able to see his growth from when he stopped playing. You know, we've always been in communication. So when he stopped playing, he was like, yo, what should I do next? What's the next move? And I said, well, if you want to go to college and get in college, you have to do these things. And so he made a couple moves. And when he got over to Nebraska and, you know, then he came over to and was at Drake for a little bit. You know, we've always stayed in contact. So I watched his maturation and his process. And as we talked, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, I see that he was ready for this position.
Jimmy Foster joining us, assistant coach at Colorado State. And this is a fun day, too, an opportunity for you guys to just go around the golf course and meet a lot of the people that are part of this basketball community, too, but also get a chance to get your players out and about, too, because when people meet these guys and your coaching staff, people are in.
No,
it's exciting.
No, I think these are this is where you really earn the bucks at, right? You know, this is where you get your teeth in the grit, because you can sit back and they get a chance to know you. They get a chance to know the players and where they came from and sit back. They don't have a lot of time to get 10 to 15 minutes to actually talk to an individual player. And as for me, you know, being here for 8 months, it's also good for me to be able to start meeting the people and not just seeing them at the games. You see them in a different element, and you get to know, get an understanding how much the care level and how much passion that CSU fans have.
Kind of the calm before the storm, you know, out here, because you guys, the pressure's not on today, but it's coming up. No. I mean, we're not that far away. We got that first exhibition game at Creighton on the 23rd, so that's right around the corner.
No, score is 0-0 right now, right? The record is 0-0. We're guys are in there competing really hard, preparing. You know, it's unique for us as a coaching staff, a new coaching staff. We're trying to get everybody acclimated to what Ali wants for how he wants us on the bench. So it's been really good and really exciting to see the growth of our players over the last, you know, 6 months from the portal season in April to where we at now in October.
Coach, you know, you were at Bradley for quite a few years, and when you before you got there, they were struggling, and then you get that staff, you guys get together, and then you turn that around. Kind of a different situation here. This is an established program. As we mentioned before, three out of the last 4 years, this team has gone dancing. Mm-hmm. What's that like? You know, going in knowing, man, we got nowhere to go but up. Here we want to try to keep that keep that level going.
Well, you know, from my experience, being at Bradley, as building it up, but then also, too, we sustained it through 19 and 20, going back-to-back tournaments, COVID hit, and then all of a sudden coming out of COVID and still be able to maintain that high level of play. And that's one of the things. Basketball is basketball. Winning is winning. And when you be able to see it and experience it, you don't, you know, you come in, you may have your, you know, you may have your thoughts and see how you can combine those winning traits together, because it's so many different ways to skin a cat, right? But, you know, it's what Ali has, what they have done over here at Colorado State before. And if I can have any opinion on what may I have done before to be able to help out, because it's just, you know, we've all been through so many years of basketball coaching. over the years.
And that's what I've seen. What I'm so impressed with, too, is you guys are so many great coaches, so many different philosophies. But at the end of the day, all those different philosophies have to come together.
Yeah.
And you do. We have a lot of new faces on the roster, a lot of new faces on the coaching staff, too. And I'll leave taking that step from assistant coach to we all knew he was going to be a head coach at some point. Yeah. I think we were just hoping it would work out where, okay, if Nico's going to go, it opens up perfectly for Ali, but
Right. Bringing
all those ideas together, that's a tough battle sometimes.
No, and that's one of the things that was great. I love our staff because, you know, there's no egos. You know, we got to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, we're lucky to be around, you know, because it starts. That's the foundation, right? The staff is like a basement of a house, the foundation. If that's cracked, then how the house is no good. And that's the same thing here. If the coaching staff have any cracks in it, then how are we going to be able to propel our players to that next level?
Yeah.
And so right now what I see with our guys and with our staff is like we're all in here together, and there's no ideas bigger than anybody here. So we all in here and we all in the trenches together.
That's why we joke with Coach Ali for Oakmanesh. Does he have, though, I know there's no egos, but does he have like a life-size blow-up of the cover of Sports Illustrated? Is that in his office somewhere?
No, you know, I think it's he gets reminded of that so much, I don't think he has to put any pictures anywhere.
I just picture, you know, players walk in and it's like the only thing they see.
Yeah.
No,
but
he's just, he's not that kind. He's fun to joke with about that stuff, but there's really not like, hey, I hit this shot, by the way. You know, there's none of that stuff is happening.
No, I think only time he has that, you'll see a different persona of him is when he's on the court. And because he was a feisty player. And he's a feisty coach as well. So, I mean, you'll see him laughing and joking and giggling a little bit off the floor. But when the ball is between the lines, he's not playing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Because Medved had a little bit of that too, where you talk to him. And, I mean, he sat up here and he's like your best friend. You know, you have great conversations. I see him interact with his players and they're good. But then once, and I'm excited to get out to practice too. Yeah. Once you guys get into practice, is there a switch that just kind of turns?
I mean, it's all the same. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's unique for me watching him interact with the players. It's a phenomenal job of how he engages with his guys. You know, he coaches them up at a level of so much passion and care. You know, you can see that intensity through caring, not through anger.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's one of those, so you get a little different you get a different type of, now I'm looking for the word, you get a different type of pressure, not pressure, but a different type of player. You get a little bit more out of him just because you know that coach, he really cares. He sincerely, genuinely cares about your well-being.
What does it mean to you to be on the staff, man?
Man, it's almost, I'll tell you what, I mean, I was at the place for Coach Ward for 15 years, and that was like, I mean, we the same age, but we were like brothers, you know. And I had his, you know, his kids, I've been with them since they was 3 years old, and now they're 20 years old. So that's family.
Yeah.
But also too, Ali, watching him being an 18-year-old, 19-year-old young man to seeing him now at 37 and running his own show and having his own family, it's just like I'm going from one family to another family, because I have my kids and his family, and so we kind of just mesh together. So it's an opportunity where, you know, I couldn't pass up. I mean, being here in Fort Collins, just being around all the people in the basketball element here has been great. So I'm excited. I'm excited about, you know, getting into the new Pac-12 as well.
And yeah,
I'm just ready to see Moby come in and see Moby sit on that bench and see how the fans act when you get that first three or that first dunk.
Yeah, that Moby madness is a real thing. It's been so much fun to see that grow over the years. College basketball, it's almost here. October 25th, you guys travel to Creighton, exhibition game on that side of it. But still, as we talked earlier, you're going to know a lot about your roster after that game.
Yeah. No, and that's what these scrimmages are about. It's about knowing who's going to be able to step up in those moments. You know, being on the road, it's a great test to a top 25 team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and they're going to find out. We're going to find out. Our players going to find out. And then we can take that into November 3rd with a little bit of different disposition about ourselves and understand the sense of urgency that we need.
Jimmy Foster, assistant coach over at Colorado State, appreciate you, my friend. I'll let you get back out there and do the important stuff and mingle it up a little bit.
Let me warm up a little bit. I like, it's kind of warm up here. I'm good up here.
All right, Coach. Yeah, hang out for as long as you want, man. It's awesome being out here. We got more basketball talk coming up. We're getting a chance to learn about all things Colorado State men's hoops. And this is one of my favorite events that we do here at this annual golf tournament to support CSU men's basketball. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back at it, bringing some more players on. And we'll keep it rolling. Special edition of the whole show. Don't go anywhere.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.